Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi everyone, it's Sharon.
It's Tammy.
And it's Beatrice. And welcome to another episode of the Uncut Podcast.
Woo! Woo! Give it up for Jesus.
I was going to say that.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a Sunday.
I'm so done. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope everyone, your family is good or your friends are good. Listen, it's Sunday, so we want to pour some blessing into y'all when we're recording this, but obviously it's coming out Monday. But yeah, we hope that all of you guys are doing well. Mm-hmm. As always, you already know I'm going to be shouting and complaining about a couple of things at the beginning of the episode. First things first, if you're watching this video and you see that subscribe button and you see it as red and it doesn't say that you're subscribed, I'm talking to you and you know who you are. Pause this video right now. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. We are on our way to 70K and we really want to see that 100K plaque from YouTube this year. So make sure you guys subscribe if you are enjoying the content so far. And if you are listening, make sure you guys follow us as well on the audio platform. So I'm talking about Apple Podcasts, I'm talking about Spotify. Then you guys will be notified. The little thing will come up when we upload an episode. And yeah, you guys will be able to just know exactly when we're dropping stuff. It will come hot off the press. So make sure you guys follow us on those platforms as well and leave us a 5-star review. I've said before, I can't even remember if I said it on a main app or if I said it on a Patreon app because sometimes I get confused. But you know where we read out the dilemma? Was that on a main or was that a Patreon? Do you guys remember?
It might have been a Patreon.
I think it was Patreon.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, basically we've got some really, 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 really good kind of ratings from you guys and also feedback, which has been really, really heartwarming. And we love to read it, guys. We spend the time reading these things, so make sure you guys submit a review to us. And yeah, we would really, really appreciate all of that.
Yes. And also, we have a live show. Hopefully you guys will know this by now. It's taking place on the 21st of May in London at Islington Assembly Hall. Guys, please all, we want to see every single seat with a bum inside. Please. Please. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to have Dilemmas Live, people on stage, etc. We can't wait to engage with our audience.
Ah, when you say people on stage?
I mean like from the audience.
Oh, sorry.
Not. Unless you want us to sing and dance. But yeah, we're going to have such a good time. We want you guys to be there. So please make sure if you haven't already, and thank you to everyone who already has, if you haven't already, please purchase your tickets. The link will be in the description from wherever you are watching this or listening to this from. Yeah, like I said, 21st of May, 2024. Yes. So it's coming.
Yeah,
like we just said the other day, it's lurking.
Yeah, literally. And final thing, guys, like you would have said, you would have noticed when I just mentioned now, I wasn't sure which episode we've dropped things on. You might be noticing, hold on a minute or why am I only seeing odd numbers in terms of episodes on YouTube? What's going on? Well, sorry to you people that aren't aware, but we are dropping episodes every Wednesday on Patreon. So you're going to be skipping and missing out on exclusive content if you aren't dialed in and tuned into the Patreon platform. So Again, if you guys are enjoying the content, you want to see more stuff, you want to get that close interaction with us, guys, we've been having some good, juicy comments and discussions in our lounge, which is basically an area where we can all talk. People have been able to DM us actual topics, which are going to even feed into these main episodes as well. So if you guys want to be part of the family, part of the Uncut business, basically, make sure you guys head over to Patreon, follow us. That's the Uncut podcast there. And guys, it's a mere £3.99. I'm telling you, there's not much you can get with that nowadays, but you can see our three beautiful faces and more for that price. And me, I'm telling you, we are priceless.
Beautiful.
We are.
Oh God.
Aww, right. Anyway, Sha, whether we float your boat or not, do what you need to do and make sure you head over to Patreon and yeah, give us a mere £3.99. And guys, we will bless you with enough content that you guys will definitely see that it's worth it. But yeah, thank you guys for all of that. I know you guys are going to be tired of us complaining and saying all this. But
it's not complaining.
It's housekeeping. It keeps the lights on.
It's not complaining. We're just imploring you guys to be a part of like the wider family and stuff. And yeah, you guys, most of you guys are already doing it anyway. Mm-hmm. But just for people who are new here, we just want to let you know where you can find us, whether online or in the flesh.
Yeah, man. For real.
Absolutely. So, as we move on to our next segment, still kind of new, it's called Don't Get Me Started. What is it called?
Don't Get Me Started.
The choir has been practicing. They've been going to their rehearsals. Yes, thank you. So the question, okay, so for people that don't know, Don't Get Me Started is basically a new segment that we have where we ask people on our Instagram. So if you're not following us on Instagram, please do that. It's the Uncut Podcast. Where we basically put on our Instagram story a question of the week and see, you know, what the response is going to be. Mm. And the question this week was, what is the biggest lie your partner ever said to you? Mm. Mm. Responses.
Can the camera pan to Beatrice? Hey, anyway,
do you want to start off? Because...
Even them breathing is a big
it's a lie.
Okay. No, I'm joking. You know what? I said to myself, when it comes to these topics, like, I need to act with more decorum because I feel like maybe people might feel like I'm actually not over a situation or like, you know what I mean? Like, you're harboring. But it's because for me, my way of bantering, I don't have to explain it, but like, I just touch.
I think a thing with Nigerians, just generally, in order to get over pain trauma, we find humor in those things.
But these are not even in pain or trauma, but it's just one of them things where it's just a fun release.
It's like your coping mechanism.
Yeah, it's just the way that, that I you're on. Like,
you're, yeah. Oh, yeah, you need
I don't even think it's a coping mechanism. It's not even that. It's just funny.
It's just the way it's funny.
I'm just saying that, like, because I remember when when people talk about like Nigerian or stuff, they're saying that Nigerians, in order to be able to move on or even go to the next day and even feel like motivated. It's human funny. Like, I find human in my downfall sometimes.
I find human in my downfall all the time.
Literally.
I find more humor actually in it once I'm no longer in it.
That's why.
That's why you can laugh about it. Laugh about it because it's funny.
What the heck? How can I have a How can I have a whole podcast dedicated to these crazy dilemmas about boyfriends? And me and two, I've been through that sort of thing. It's a whole. It's a funny situation.
Like
I said, nobody is above. Nobody is above.
Okay, right. So back to the segment. Don't Get Me Started. The question again was, what is the
That was a good one, by the way. Well done.
Thanks. Got a bit of brain on me. What is the biggest...
Not a little bit. Okay, I have more than just a little.
Boy.
But anyway, carry on.
Well, sometimes I feel like my brain fails me sometimes.
Oh, okay. We've all been
there. So the question was, what is the biggest lie your partner ever said to you?
Mm.
Cliche, but you can trust me. Not a year later, he has someone pregnant. F my life.
I hear it, man. That's what they do.
Right.
That's what they do.
Pregnant?
Boy.
Hey!
Michael, are you telling me
the truth?
Crazy.
Okay. What was the biggest lie your partner ever said to you? That he was working, so he couldn't reply to my messages for 17 hours while posting.
While posting what?
As in maybe stories. Like on stories.
But you're supposed to be working.
Online, so on WhatsApp.
Okay, but it's not even like he gave an excuse of like, I just didn't want to reply. He actually just said,
I was working, therefore I couldn't reply. But you could post. Because the thing is, though, like, I definitely have that where there's messages sitting in my phone and I'll post on Instagram. I don't give two flying hex.
Yeah.
I don't give two flying hex. I will do what I want to do. Like,
no, I do that too, but would you say, would you not just...
I wouldn't lie and say that it's because of work.
I'll just be like, sorry, this reply is coming late.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you know, sometimes you don't even... Sometimes, yeah, I feel like what even makes things worse is that they'll give reasoning. And we didn't ask for a reason.
Just reply.
Just reply.
There's a question, reply.
And I say, oh, I'm so sorry, I was... Nobody asked.
Nobody asked you still.
And that's where the lie comes from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah. But for your partner to not to message you for 17 hours, but then they post on social... That's weird, though.
Oh, is that weird?
What?
For you not to reply in 17
There's
hours.
There's messages that your
partner
has...
Yeah, but if it's messages... Not that the messages can't be serious, but you know where it's like... I don't know, you're saying there's nothing to really respond? Yeah, you know sometimes like...
But she was waiting for a response.
Yeah,
she was waiting for a response or something.
Yeah, I know,
what do you want to eat 17 hours
later?
Okay,
yeah, but that's different. Come on.
But I'm just saying for you not...
Come on, you might end the conversation on a smiley face and wait for him to reply.
No, I know that sometimes conversations die down.
Mm.
But if you're waiting for a response about something, 17 hours, and we're together, what's going on?
Yeah, if you're waiting for a response, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
17 hours?
I know, not hearing from your partner.
Are you alive?
No, it's a long time. It is a long time for sure. I'll be like, what's going on?
For her to even count the number of hours, that's not even a round number.
Like, oh, it didn't have to be for a long time. Yeah. 17 hours?
Yeah, nah. She was waiting for a particular response.
Cool. What's the question?
Biggest lie your partner
Biggest lie your partner ever said to you. Wasn't able to meet you at our date spot because I was taken to jail.
But it was a lie.
He wasn't even in jail.
No, because these are all lies.
Please, bye. First of all, the fact that you can even use something like that as a lie, believe.
Yeah, do you understand? People are a problem. Come on, man.
Please.
Come on, man. Let's do better.
I was too excited.
No problem.
Let's do better, guys. That's ridiculous.
Another lie. He didn't kiss his ex when there was a video.
Oh, one thing about them cameras.
Film trick.
You're sick. One thing about them cameras, yeah.
They gonna catch. They gonna be rolling.
They gonna catch.
Everything. Everything.
Hey. Wow. Thank God for photographic evidence.
Because there were people even settling things in court before the cameraman.
Boy. Thank God for messages, screenshots.
I was gonna say one thing about me.
Thank God for everything.
One thing about me, I'm gonna have a receipt. I think it goes back to, I can't lie, God forgive me.
I feel like you have to have, sometimes for some people, you have to have that mentality. Like, there's some people where, God forgive me, y'all, I just know. You know, we just know something in the future is likely to happen. I don't know how to explain.
Really?
Yes.
You just know, like,
What makes you think that?
There's some people.
Holy Spirit. Holy.
Okay, no. Holy Spirit.
Nah, I'm crying. But no, I don't know. Sometimes I do get this feeling where I'm just like, I feel like I need to have this, not in my back pocket, but just I just need to have this documented. Like a certain part, like, especially if it's
that,
like something.
Is this mainly friends or guys?
Anyone, anybody. Especially if it's like something that I know could be, not contentious, but something where you could bring it up and maybe say that I didn't say X. I've got it locked.
Yeah.
I've got it locked.
Yeah.
And it's obviously with WhatsApp, the great thing about WhatsApp is that your history, your chat history is normally there. And obviously only after a certain period, you can't delete it no more. So obviously when it's not deleted, the person can't go and like erase it from my phone. So obviously that's evidence as well. Do you know what I mean? But I'll make sure I know that it's there. Like I mentally know certain things are in my chat history where if someone comes to me and says, oh yeah, this thing didn't happen. I'm like, honey, it did. 100%. 100%. Sorry, y'all.
100%.
Next.
Yeah. So what was the biggest lie your partner ever said to you? That he didn't have a baby on the way. So he did have a baby.
How are you going to lie about a whole baby? Isn't the baby going to cry? Like, how are you going to lie? God damn.
This one. What's the biggest lie your partner ever said to you? He told me he's straight, but I found out he likes...
And we know what to sing. It's nice to be nice.
Your boyfriend can be LGBT.
I think it's just LGBT. in the song anyway.
Ah, well, yeah. We want to make sure we include everybody. So Q plus.
Plus it's Q plus, yeah.
Q plus, yes.
Mm. Anyway.
Yes. Well.
Well. Well. Like I said, maybe he was lying to himself as well. This thing comes up. The thing is, this thing comes up a lot.
No, it does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe in this case scenario, maybe because some people they're still finding themselves, they still want to know what they like. They're still
But is it right to be doing that whilst you're in a relationship with someone else? Is that right? Yeah, I don't think that's fair.
No,
unless you're telling them that you're going through that, I don't think that's fair, man. Come on,
I don't think it's fair if you are. Let's say this person is not bisexual; that they're fully on the outside. I don't think it's fair to put someone in that situation. But then again, like I said. People might still be discovering themselves.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm. I don't know. Mm. Okay. What's the biggest lie your ex ever said to you? That I was the only girl in his life while he was dating another girl for 2 years out of the 5 years we've been together.
Mm? That's a whole affair.
Sure.
That's
another one. That I'll never find love again. And then got with their best friend a week after we broke up.
Hold on.
Oh, he said
he said I will never find love again.
He said, that's the lie. The lie was that I will never find love again.
Yeah.
But he then went to get with his best friend.
The following week
after they've broken up.
Yeah, but does he mean that he's found love? Huh? Does he mean that he's found love there?
Yeah, but...
Ah. He probably made love it sound
like... Knocking. Ha! Love it! Don't always come together as one, no.
Boy, oh boy.
I wouldn't know.
I'm crying. Trust.
Purely virgin.
Purely virgin.
Facts.
Okay.
Period.
What is the biggest lie ever?
Why are you guys lying? Why are you guys
What's the biggest lie your partner ever said to you?
Yeah.
That he was going on a road trip with his cousins when he was with his local side bae.
Not the local one.
That reminds me of Loughborough times when people be dealing with the locals.
Oh.
You know, in uni, basically, you basically had the people that were like the uni students, and then you had. No, sorry,
because, you didn't go to.
No, I know, but it's because whenever I think of locals, I really. Because Coventry locals, I didn't have any close relationship with Coventry locals because of our campus. Anyone. Not you, but the stories that I heard about locals always came from Loughborough.
Okay.
Because it came from you. Like, isn't you guys telling me about locals and stuff? Yeah. But I never really heard much. I'm sure in Coventry Uni, there must have been a lot in terms of Coventry locals because you're actually in the town centre, whereas for us,
you have to go exploring.
Do you know what I mean? You have to be begging. you have to be begging you.
That's such a tune.
Boy.
When will we get there, actually? For some of those kinds of songs. Anyway, shout out.
What is that genre?
Yeah,
what is that genre? What genre is that?
By the time we get to July, miscellaneous.
Do you know what? I've actually got a couple of themes in my head, but not just like themes in terms of genre, but actually themes like in terms of like music that you use in certain environments. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I was going to do ones like maybe like either love songs or songs beginning with I.
Mikey, you're a bit more solid.
I think I left interesting idea.
seeing as they wanted to do themes. You know me, I wasn't really on the theme.
No, but I think
theme,
it works,
theme.
Man.
Theme is good, I think.
I obviously listened to the song of the week. Sorry, guys. I listened to the song of the week in the car. And like, I really like how cohesive it is nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. It works.
Gospel is learned in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Someone else as well.
Yeah, someone
okay. Else what's the biggest lie your ex ever... Not ex, sure.
But that made him an ex. Hopefully.
What is the biggest lie your partner ever told you? That his brother died.
Ah.
He's still alive, by the way.
Ah, coming like, what's that guy's name?
Lesion.
Oh my days, yeah. So you guys know Crash Dummies, podcast.
Yeah.
They had a caller call once and the girl was basically talking about how her brother faked his death.
Her own brother faked his own death.
Yeah,
faked. To the family.
Yeah. And he was found later at work. But before then, they had printed his name. Like, they had planned the funeral.
Not the missing.
They had planned the funeral.
The obituary. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, they had printed.
What body were they putting in the coffin?
I don't know. Wait, what?
What body were they putting in the coffin when
obviously,
they planned
he was
the
missing. So you still have a funeral. So wait, if there's no body, you won't have a funeral.
I'm just wondering.
Anyway.
I don't think people do that, though.
If someone is missing,
I don't think they'd have a coffin, but they would have a funeral.
Like Yeah, okay.
I guess. Or like some sort of service.
Yeah, yeah. Some sort of service.
Maybe it
yeah.
wasn't a funeral. Maybe I got that wrong. Yeah. But anyway, they had printed his face on t-shirt, da da da.
Ah.
Anyway, she called up again. But this was when it was 90s pod, but Crash Dummies were featured, right?
Yeah. Okay.
She called up again and she was saying that. Y'all didn't, because she was saying to the boys from Crash Dummies, like, you guys, I told you that I would give you the RIP shirts as merch, but you guys didn't, you forgot to call me or something, something.
Mm.
I said, so people are really.
Merch. How are you going to say RIP merch?
Not merch, child.
Sorry, I'm still on the brother that's gone missing.
But the girl is even confusing me.
Story? What the heck?
No, literally, and also, what was funny was one of the guys was like, how are you faking your own death, but you're going to work? Like, work? Come on.
Well, I don't understand.
Nah, yeah.
How is that even possible?
That's not even possible.
Is work not possible?
Yeah, but you contact them.
The family ain't even on job.
From time we're selling merch and you're selling it to a podcast to go and wear the merch.
But this was like, the merch was like after they'd already found him. Like, it wasn't like
So they found him and there's RIP shirts and they're doing it as
much. The RIP shirts were when he was actually all like...
I think these are the leftovers, the one that maybe didn't make the rounds to like Auntie Patra or Auntie Patricia.
So wait, I need to clarify this clearly. So you're saying at this point, they had known that the guy was alive, but she's still saying that you guys should get your t-shirts. Or was this...
This is what I'm understanding, because I haven't watched the original one where she called in. Yes. I watched the...
Guys, also, if you've watched this, just comment in the comments so we know
clarify if I'm getting it completely wrong. Because I haven't actually watched the first one. Yeah. This just reminded me because of what you just said. Yeah. But basically, what she was saying, what I understood from when she called the second time was that... Because obviously the boys hadn't heard it either, so they were like, wait, what? Was that there were t-shirts with his face on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing this was when he was like maybe missing or maybe when he'd already died or something.
They wanted them to promo it.
Like, maybe not promo.
No, but you know what I mean?
Have you seen this guy? Yeah, or like, or maybe in loving memory of, I don't know what the context was.
Maybe he loved
it. But like episode. Now that it's like, he's obviously found and he's well and stuff. It's now like a bit of a like joke. Not a joke, but like I've got, for people that are listening, inverted commas. And it's just like, oh yeah, like now we hand it out. It's like merch and like you guys can have one sort of thing. I said...
The Nigerian in me can never wear that.
Never.
Burn it.
Defo.
Okay. We got two like DMs, so they're a bit longer.
Okay.
So yeah. So what was the biggest lie your ex ever... Ex? What is the biggest lie your partner ever told to you?
Who are you fighting?
Oh, myself.
Okay.
When I say that, my brain sometimes is not... told me he had cancer.
Oh.
I needed money for medication.
Eh?
So I worked day and night just to find out he spent the money for other girls, going on trips and everything. After I found out, he told me that... he told me it wasn't him. It was black magic. And the thing told him to do all of this stuff.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. What do you...
Men will go to the extreme just to try and get out of a lie. What do you mean you told the girl it's black magic? You're even insulting those spirits. Why are you putting them in it?
Nonsense.
Guys, I have nonsense.
Words. There's no words to even say.
Nonsense.
I have no words.
Do you know why I laugh? Because I forgot that that was
in the thing. No.
Guys, they're so cancer.
Fam?
Black magic.
Fam? In the same story.
That doesn't even make sense, y'all. That doesn't even make sense.
And you went on trips with girls.
That doesn't make
sense. Just stand in your line.
No, facts.
What? And she was working day and night.
Anyway, Sha, we need to go.
Okay, last one. He told me he just flirted with someone while he was in LA with his boys. We broke up after, but 4 months later, we got back together. And 2 weeks after we got back together, he told me that he didn't just flirt. He slept with another woman when they did a group party that he never told me about.
Oh, gosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of Don't Get Me Started.
Question off the back of this. How do you feel about, like, your man going on, like, group trips with his boys who are single? Do you feel away? Or would you need to know the people first? Or I guess you couldn't really say no, don't go. Well, maybe actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no, don't go.
Yeah.
All you can do is trust. There's nothing about.
Yeah.
There's nothing about I can't, like, we're not married. Like, I can't just be like, oh, I'm telling you, you cannot go on that holiday. Mm. He'll be looking at me like I'm crazy.
Mm.
So, yeah. All you can do is trust.
Yeah, I think
that's the only thing.
Yeah,
like, there's nothing else to go off.
I think for me, the mindset that I'm going to have is just, I have to trust you until you give me a reason not to. And if you give me a reason not to, then I think it's more, then it's on you to do your job to like, you know, rectify that. But I have to trust you.
Yeah.
I have to trust you. Like, you can't live a life completely in fear. You can't live a life wanting to every situation and guard your husband from stepping out because a woman might look in his direction and might flirt with him. Like, you can't live a life like that. You have to live a life where you just trust, you live freely, and then if something happens, it's not on you, it's on them. Do you know what I mean? And it's their job to rectify if they're a good enough person to do so.
Yeah, and then when you actually think about it, when you now say that, oh, you can't go on holiday with your boys, it's like,
but I'm going to be going with my girls.
I'm going to go with my girls, but at the same time, it's like, you're basically telling him that you cannot go on holiday without me being there.
Yeah, that's right. That's crazy. You don't trust
that's
him.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like, thinking about that,
yeah.
I feel the same as you guys. Like, I'm just like, do whatever you want to do. I'm very much of the opinion that you trust people until they show you, give you a reason not to.
Yeah,
100%.
But I cannot lie. On the other hand, I have heard some of the craziest stories
on these,
like, group holidays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's on the person. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't blame the person for saying, oh, you should have told your boyfriend not to
go.
No, that's not saying regardless of that.
But I'm just saying that, like, it's so crazy, like, some of the stories that come back from these. Because when there are some guys who will say, like, they cut, like, as soon as they got into a relationship, they stopped going on holiday with some of their guys who were single and, like, not in the same space. And in my head, I'm just thinking, like, I used to think, like, that's so strange because why should that be a deterrent? Like, us girls, like, half of the group are in a relationship, half are not. They? Like Mubs, for example, there were seven of us, but three of the girls were in relationships.
Exactly, not because everyone was acting wild, but because no one's going to act scatty anyway.
Yeah, exactly, because we're all of the same mindset. Yeah. Like, even if you're in a relationship and you're not, you're still acting like a normal person.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I just always thought, like, what? That's so extreme. And why would you not go on holiday with your boys for that? But then you hear some of the stories.
Because obviously, let's use our trip for an example. Let's say that some of the girls have got boyfriends and some don't. It's not like we are now, let's say if we wanted to, you know, oh, let's go out. It's not like we're now encouraging them to now
cheat on their partner.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah,
yeah.
Even if we're going out and we're talking to guys, we're not going to be like, oh, like, let's everyone, like, no.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah, exactly. You never put people in an uncomfortable position that way. But yeah, it's just, I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, man. It is well. But anywho, guys, you already know, we tend to get dilemmas sent in and also just read dilemmas in general that we found. So I'm going to read a dilemma that I found. This one actually wasn't sent in, but I thought it was interesting to discuss regardless. I'm not going to read the title because some of these titles, I just don't like them. So we're just going to go straight into the dilemma. So me and my wife, these people are both 34 years old, have two kids together, 11 months and 9 years old. So me and my wife have been together for 12 years and we've been married for 8 years. Around a year ago, I noticed my wife had increasingly started to send me these traditional housewife TikToks. Do you get what she means? Yep. I have nothing against that type of relationship, but I don't think it makes sense for our current family situation. I do earn quite a bit more than my wife and enough probably to sustain our family on our own, but I don't see the need to do so. I work about 80% of the time and 20% of the time I spend that time with my family. My wife works 50% of the time and spends the rest with the family. I could work 100% of the time and let my wife be a stay-at-home mum, but because both of my kids are attending school, when I said 11 and 9, I meant 11 months. Sorry, 11 years old and 9 years old.
Oh, 11 years. I was thinking that's such a big gap.
Sorry, 11 years old and 9 years old. So the person said, because both of them are attending school, there's no need for any of us to be at home 24/7. She got increasingly pushy about it over the past 2 months. And again, I just kept telling her there wasn't any need for that. And it wasn't the route that we need to go down now, but maybe something that we can explore. If we decide to have another child. I know damn well my wife doesn't need to be cleaning the house for 6 hours a day. She would constantly try to butter me up and saying, oh, but you would basically have dinner ready every day
when coming home and stuff like that. But again, the nicest way possible, I would remind her that our kids aren't toddlers and our current work life schedule allows us to function perfectly fine. We got in a pretty heated argument around 2 weeks ago and basically she stopped having sex with me to show me what I could be missing out on.
Oh my days.
She's been treating me like a roommate ever since.
Oh my days.
I thought she would just get over it.
Did Robin Dixon send this in? Or is
Dixon.
It Juan Dixon or whoever was sending this in?
Oi. So basically, the person said, I thought she would get over it and it was just a phase, but God, was I wrong. I came home yesterday from work and saw a bunch of presents on the dining table. At first I thought, are these for me? Since it's my birthday in a week. But then I read the labels on them and they were all addressed to my wife. I then read one of the letters that was attached to one of the presents. It said, it was a pleasure working with alongside you and I wish you all the best moving forwards.
This babe has quit her job.
I thought it was some sort of sick prank. A few minutes later, my wife strolled in and she saw the mad expression on my face and had the audacity to tell me, you'll get over it.
Oh.
I just left the house without saying another word and went to my parents' place. I felt absolutely disrespected. Mm. Why on earth would my wife think it was okay to just quit her job without telling me and just expect me to be fine with it?
Mm.
My wife had been bombarding me with text messages and calls and demanding to know where I am and know that the kids tell me that the kids miss me. I told her to go and find a lawyer and told her that I was done and then proceeded to block her.
Whoa! No counselling, no nothing.
He said, I'm out.
I'm out. My son sent me a voicemail crying and asked, why was I divorcing mom? And if I leave the family, and if I was leaving the family. And he said, that basically broke my heart. I haven't responded yet, but honestly, I don't know what to say to him. My mother-in-law has also been demanding that I return home and apologize to my wife.
Are you okay?
My parents also seem to be siding with my wife since they are traditional Muslims and don't believe in divorce. My mum was also a stay-at-home wife, so she can understand why my wife wants to be one. I feel like I'm wrong for immediately jumping to divorce without hearing her out. But besides that, I feel like I've lost complete trust in her. Should I just swallow my pride and let my wife stay at home from now on? Or should I follow through and divorce her? How should I navigate this situation? Am I the asshole here?
Wow.
Whoa.
Boy.
Hey.
Boy, oh boy. When I read it, I was just like, I didn't actually believe. When they said the first
what
one
was the
presents,
title then?
It's basically like, it's a long-winded one. I just start mentioning it. But basically, I thought it was crazy how when he first said it was presents on the table, I was like, surely not.
Not another man. Is that what you thought? What
no,
did you
I,
think?
No, I actually thought maybe she actually did. I was like, surely she couldn't.
Okay. When I saw presents addressed to her, I was thinking, I hope this isn't like her trying to be like, yeah, I got myself a man because you da 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 da.
But guys, what are we thinking about that situation?
Ah.
First of all, let's start by the fact that she had the balls to just quit her job.
That's wild.
One, what do you guys think about that? Two, could you ever do something like that?
Quit my job before asking my husband?
Yeah.
No, impossible.
If you really felt strongly about the fact that one, you knew that he could completely finance your...
I don't care.
We have family set up.
We have to... It doesn't matter if the guy is a millionaire. I feel like we still need to have a conversation and be on the same page. There's no way I can just... Especially because it's not like... Maybe I would kind of understand if you'd never had a conversation about it. You were like, maybe they were like, oh, you know, sometimes they do like voluntary redundancies.
Yeah,
and you're like, yep. Do you know what? I just quickly put my name in there. Just wanted them to have da da da.
Yeah.
Like, okay, maybe.
Yeah,
and then you
yeah.
could be like, and then you can have a conversation. But you guys have discussed this.
He said
no. Mm. You've gone and done it already. Mm. And then your response is, you'll get over it.
Kai!
Ha.
It's crazy, right?
Kind of like, that's wild.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah. Tell me, the way you're saying it, Sally, I'm even scared about what you're going to say. Could you, first of all, do you think that, like, what she did was wild? And one, two, like, could you ever do something like that?
Yes, what she did was wild because it's very irresponsible for someone to just quit their job because they feel like it, or you understand what I mean?
Yeah, but remember, she said that it's because she knew that her husband, and he also
it's
knows.
It's very irresponsible.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because, yes, he said that he could financially support both of them, but at the same time, like, you have kids, like, there needs to be some sort of, if that's what you want to do, there needs to be some sort of plan where now only one income is coming into the household, maybe, like, and now
your one is not coming in. So things in the household might need to change, the way that we spend money, the type of holidays that we go for, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Also, sorry to cut you, but I think he said we probably could.
Yeah, he said we probably could.
He didn't say definitely can. And he also said that they probably could with him doing 80-20 or was it 100?
No, he said he currently does 80-20, but then he would need to do 100% and not basically be working 24-7.
So that 100, would that be definitely he could or...
No, I mean, he just said that I would need to do 100.
Okay, because I remember him saying probably could. I think it was off the 80-20. But then if basically she was to quit her job, he would basically have to do 100%. But he still wants to have... As he should.
Yeah, time with his family. Time
with his young children. Yeah. Like, the fact that you've now forcefully put him in a position where he's going to have to do 100%. He's going to have to work 100% with no contact. Not no contact, but, you know, very small contact. That's so selfish. But sorry, I didn't... Oh. Sorry, girl.
What was the second question?
Could you ever do something like that?
The only time that I can say that I could quit my job without maybe... Telling my partner. Is if I was, like... If my work was thoroughly stressing me out and you have one of those moments like, I quit! And you slam whatever you have in your hand on the floor.
Like someone said something whilst you were working. You're like, do you know what? I'm done with this.
Don't let F y'all.
That's the only way. And hopefully your husband could understand that situation. And like, the only kind of reason, the only thing I could be like, oh, maybe, is if her circumstance was that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
She didn't like her job.
Yeah.
And she just felt like, oh, maybe
could be a reason. We don't know. Yeah.
But he didn't state it. So that's the only reason I could possibly...
But he's not liking your job enough.
In order to quit?
I don't like to work.
No, obviously, no one likes to... Everybody likes to work. Like, there's a high percentage of people that are working in a job that is just there so they can pay the bills.
Yeah.
But my thing is that, like, if your job is literally, like... You know, there's some jobs where it's like...
It's actually mentally... Because you know that you don't mentally, emotionally,
that's what I'm saying, where you're shouting in the middle. Imagine shouting in the middle of the office door.
Yeah.
I quit.
And you're
slamming whatever you have in your hand on the floor.
Fair enough.
You've gone to a frustrated point where you're like, I cannot be in this vicinity anymore. I need to leave.
But you couldn't do what she did.
No.
Irresponsible and selfish.
No. She even got presents. Hey, she was liked.
And the thing, she got presents.
Yeah.
She quit before.
She quit time ago.
Yeah, facts. She worked her notice. Let's be real.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, facts.
It's proper brave.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so crazy. God forgive me, but like, I didn't actually think about the fact that when he started to mention the percentage and the fact that like he was working less than 80% of the like time during the week and the 20% of the time he was dedicating to his family.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we always have that mentality, and there are a lot of guys that are like, I want my wife to be a stay-at-home like mum and stuff. Mm-hmm. But actually, I sometimes do forget about the fact that actually it does come at a real sacrifice of them actually really not being in the house at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you know, but some people, depends on what type of field you're in and what kind of job you are, because some people, they are money makers. Being at home and they basically have a business where they don't have to physically be on ground, for example, physically doing stuff. Like they have a system that works without them actually being on ground, and they just basically get the oversight, overfee, what's changed, what's not, regular updates.
But even still,
I was not even gonna say that.
Mm. Even still, like you can be physically there. But your presence is not there.
Yeah.
Like, even if, like, he's saying that I work 100% of the time from home, it doesn't necessarily mean that he is building a relationship or anything with his children.
Yeah.
Because you can be like, I'm sure we've all had those moments where you're working so hard, you haven't seen your family, you haven't even gone downstairs to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can't now, if your mum or your dad turned around to you and be like, oh, I haven't seen you all day, and you're like, yeah, but I've been in my room, you could understand where they're coming from. Like, I have been working the whole day. So even if you're saying that, like, he's got a system set up where he works from home. It doesn't necessarily mean...
But listen, mean... maybe I phrased that wrong. That's one aspect. When okay. I said system, I mean like, because for example, you know how you can have a business where you're literally, like, as in like, you don't actually have to be on ground doing anything.
Oh, you're just
like,
oversight.
You've got an oversight. So like basically you've got a manager, you've got someone that's literally doing everything. And let's say, for example, a lot of people that tend to like own these like big organizations that are doing well, first of all, there'll be a CEO, then they'll step into like a chairman position and just be like the oversight. So like just major changes, the CEO will regularly update them. But day-to-day activities, they're not involved. Do you know what I mean? Like they do other things as well on the side, but that's their own discretion. Do you know what I mean? They've already put the time and effort into, now they're reaping the rewards and letting the business run itself. So I mean, there's some situations where you have people like that where actually, because I know of people who like basically have that sort of setup where they have multiple businesses, but like they're actually not physically in the business. They've got people on site managing day to day. They just get a regular call in the morning, regular catch up in the morning and the evening, and then they do juggle different things within the day. That sort of thing I can understand, because that's the mentality that I tend to have when I'm like, oh yeah, a guy says he's making enough money where he basically like is just kind of chilling, not chilling, but you know what I mean? Like takes an easy route. But
it's people very that flexible.
Are, yeah, I very, think very that flexible. Happens less. I think what you've described is less common 100%. Than not.
Yeah. 100%.
But because I was even like when I think way. About my uncle, like he's probably in that sort of situation where he's not in the like day to day, but he must be contactable at all hours of day. Even if, say, for example, like we're at dinner, but he has a call from someone, he's going to need to like answer. Like sometimes maybe he can be like, quickly be like, I'll call you back. Or what is it? Like quickly tell me. Okay, I can call you back later. But it's not, even in those moments, like I just feel like if you're putting your husband in a position where he can never log off, because for me as well, right? With my job, like I need to be contactable on weekends.
Yeah.
And so even if I'm not contacted on the weekend, the thought that I need to always be checking, I might as well be working.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so like, I don't know.
It's tricky. It's tricky. But it can be better than basically being
in the office every day.
24/7, exactly. But I do think that it's crazy that like, it comes at a serious sacrifice that actually some women, like people are willing to like, do that, as in like some women are very much okay with their partner being like not around at all, like just not around, and then being fully in charge and stuff. But maybe she said that she was enjoying the TikToks that she saw as inspo. But
I'm really interested like to know how she enjoys this. Well, first of all, it sounds like she's about to be a single mom. So.
Yeah, boy, that might be a whole different situation. Yeah,
start looking at those TikToks.
That's a whole different parent TikTok, single parent TikTok.
That's a whole different avenue. Yeah, she wasn't on that side before at all. But I'm just intrigued to know how she thinks that, like, it's what going. Her reality is going to be now. Because I actually don't think that, especially when you speak, I don't know if you guys have ever spoken to like mothers who have recently returned to work after having spent like
some time at home,
like time at home, maternity, or like even like maybe summer holidays and stuff. They're like, thank God.
No, honestly,
some of them are literally like, this is easier than what I'm doing at home.
Facts.
So I'm really
curious to know what type of TikToks she was looking
at. Nara Smith.
Because if you're looking at the ones that are like, they've got money,
they don't tell you about the nanny, they show the nanny, the nanny on camera for each child, this is Jason's nanny, this is Nancy's nanny, every child has a nanny.
You have, not only do you have a nanny, you have a cleaner. Because the nanny is just for the kids.
Yes, exactly.
You have a cleaner that clean the house.
Yep.
Then you have a chef that's in the kitchen.
Yep.
Then you have a washman that comes and washes.
The gardener. Yes.
You have all this on-site staff.
Yes.
Are those the type of TikToks that you're looking at?
Because honey,
according to your husband, man.
Yeah.
I don't think you're doing...
Literally. Yeah. And things, like I said, like it can be very much deceitful. That's why you have to be careful about what you consume on the internet.
Yes.
They could basically be making it seem like as if they do it by themselves.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget about the role of like family, because people's family
help
out. Like, honestly, some people's mums and dads are literally dedicated to helping their younger kids' family. Like, as in, like, they will even move in. Some people's parents have actually moved in.
Do you know
what I mean? To help set these up. Like, actually, at my workplace, a lot of the people who are, like, quite successful, who are, like, more senior, when they've had kids, a lot of them have said, it's my mum that's helping me look after these kids and, like, help them function. It's like, that is a lot of, like, a big ask to be asking your parent to do such a thing. But it's very common. And obviously, like, they're not, some people might be going on TikTok and be saying, oh, yeah, you know, we did this, we did that, we did. But it's not you. Mm. It's your mom as well that's helping on the sidelines. Yeah. Yeah. When you're feeling, when you have that sick day, your mom is easily contactable and will swoop in to save the day. 100%. Some people don't have that luxury. So you have to really assess your own situation to know, ah, is this really going to be my reality or not? Because more times it's not. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the dilemma, I do think jumping to the divorce is quite extreme.
Yeah.
It is quite extreme, but I can understand the frustration, but I don't think divorce is the answer.
Yeah, I think like it, he should have handled it differently.
Yeah.
I think they should have gone to counseling or like some sort of, yeah, what else would it be? Counseling, right? I don't think
Does this need counseling?
Yeah. What are you going to say?
Why?
Because I'm just thinking
he feels violated. Like he feels like he actually cannot trust her and like his own voice is not like relevant in the conversation. Like for something extreme as like quitting your job, like that affects livelihoods. Mm-hmm. And also you're forcing him to change his own reality without consulting him.
Wow.
It's a lot more deep-rooted.
What I'm saying is, does this need counseling? Because I'm like, it's quite an isolated situation.
How is it isolated? How do you know? They've been talking about it for this.
How long have they been talking about it?
I don't think it's particularly. They
but I'm saying like the sole purpose for the counselling would just be for the fact that my wife quit her job.
I don't think
would
so.
Would you think it'll be different elements coming into it? Because
you know how this is the thing about counselling. Obviously, I haven't been to counselling.
You won't realise that there's deep
rooting. Can't just be thinking, and this is why we speak about this. Obviously, I think in the previous episode we spoke about like BetterHelp and stuff. Yeah. But like this is the reason why like therapy and also like just having conversation with people, because sometimes I'd be having conversations, even when I like outlet to you guys or tell you about a situation, I even go back and reflect and be like, raw, actually, maybe the reason why I might think it's just A and B, but actually it's because D and F happened 2 years ago that maybe I've not really processed properly. And now it's like faltered my image or created a whole new
and
thing.
And like all these like small little things where it's just like, oh, I'm just like this. I'm just like that. I'm just like that. I'm just like that. They create like, how do I explain it? Like traits or like character traits that you just think like, oh, this is just who I am. But actually it's because you've allowed this to manifest and that to fester.
And now you
found yourself in a position where you can be telling your husband, go and work full time. I'm quitting my job. Where did you find the audacity? There's no way that she just downloaded that audacity that day.
That's been loading.
There's a lot to talk about in that counseling session.
I'm actually deep in. If someone put me in a situation where it's like, I want to be a father. Like imagine like you want to be like a mom that's like caring or you want to be involved in your family.
Yes, yes.
And someone has stripped that from you because they want full relaxation.
Yeah. She's working 50% of the time, by the way.
Yeah, so she's already free.
He's already doing
of the time.
80.
Yeah. But she's literally stripped the ability of him to have any downtime and to be able to take time
that's
off to be
sad.
A father.
So selfish.
Like that is so mad. But you from her situation, she's probably just thinking, whatever, man. Like, you just need to work an extra day. Like, you know what I mean? It's not that big of a deal. But boy,
that's
it
a
is.
Lot. I can't lie.
It's a lot, man.
Yeah. I'm even just thinking about it. Like, just something so tiny. Like, say, for example, it's my week to edit. But I've decided that I'm not editing.
Yeah.
So someone else is obviously going to have to do it because it needs to go up.
Yeah.
But I have not even consulted you. I've just said to you guys, I'm not doing it, by the way.
Yeah,
you'll get over it. And you don't think that that's a flaw in my character?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so
exactly.
selfish.
Because you're not thinking about how you're completely affecting someone else's setup. Like, it's a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, but interesting dilemma. That's what I thought. Damn.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Marriages are, beware.
The grass is not always green on the other side. So this one that she's thinking that she's doing.
She's going to be.
Yeah,
soft
she's
life.
Giving bowels, bitch.
Like, she's going to be going to brunch with the girls.
I can't lie. Oi. If I'm that husband, I don't want to see one speck on the floor.
I don't want to see one speck on the floor.
Make sure my clothes are ironed
to the crisp.
Food is on the table. Yes. Piping hot.
Because she already started listing the things.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not even drawing sex. You're not even drawing sex as well. If you don't,
that's even another thing I wanted to add.
If you don't learn a new move.
If you don't learn a new acrobat.
In your spare time.
Nah.
What? Yeah.
Before this time.
Because you can't be giving me the same thing that you gave me before.
No.
It needs to be elevated.
New and refreshed.
Yes.
Nah, you better learn something.
You better give me something.
I'm going to leave with something. I'm going to leave with something.
Facts. I have all this free time. Be going to the gym and be doing flexible working out.
Yes.
So in that department, you know that things are, you know.
But it's just so crazy as well, because she's even going to probably be spending more money now that she has more free time.
Yeah, that's
who is going to fund your lifestyle?
Who's going to fund that lifestyle?
It's me.
Yeah, facts. It's crazy, right? It's crazy.
The best damn.
What a dilemma indeed.
Yes, that was a good one.
Cool. So should we do Song of the Week?
Yes, yeah. Let's do Song of the Week.
So Song of the Week, if you guys know, we add a few songs to our Spotify, Apple, and if you don't have any money, YouTube playlist. And this month we normally do themes. And this theme of this month is hip hop / rap.
Yeah.
So ladies, what are we adding to the playlist?
I don't know why this, like...
See, it's hard.
It's a bit harder, but... I do listen to a lot of hip hop and rap, but I don't know why I'm struggling a little bit with this.
I'm going to add two songs.
Okay,
I'm going to add T.I. featuring Justin Timberlake, Dead and Gone.
Mm.
And I'm also going to add Snoop Dogg featuring Justin Timberlake as well, Signs. Nice. And Charlie Wilson, Signs.
Nice. That's a good one. I want to add a bit of Nines.
Okay.
Because, I love Nines. So I'm starting off with Aeroplane Mode, Nines featuring NSG.
Mm-hmm.
That counts as hip hop and rap, no?
Yeah, rap.
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
You have to make sure you're straight and narrow. And then, for real. And then another song that I'm going to add is Nines again. I'm going to add, what's the song that I wanted to add this time? I'm going to add songs from his Crop Circle album. So I'm just going to add two. I'm going to add Pictures in a Frame. And then I'm going to say, I See You Shining.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to add Aston Martin Music. That counts, right, Rick Ross? And then also Wonderland.
What is that? Aston Martin Music. Aston Martin.
Oh, is that what it's called? Music.
Yeah.
Music. It skipped my brain for a minute. That's a good song.
And then I'm going to add...
Sorry, it's because it's Rick Ross and Drake. And right now, they're doing a little bit
of bass boost.
Let's remind ourselves of when they were
friends. Yeah, for real, man.
Good music. And then last one I'm going to add is UK. Unknown T featuring M. Huncho, Wonderland.
Good one.
So, that wraps up the theme for this month.
Hope you enjoyed
this hip-hop / rap playlist theme, whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
But you can find the playlist on Spotify, Apple Music, and like I said, YouTube.
Yes.
They will all be linked in the description box below. And let us know any suggestions of any themes. I know we've got some coming up, but some people made like some suggestions like last week or so about like doing a gospel theme and stuff like that. But let us know any themes that you want us to explore in the next couple of months. But everything about Song of the Week will be in the description box. So have a listen to the playlist.
Nice. Cool. So guys, we are coming towards the end of the episode, but I wanted to take this time to basically talk about a testimony which I saw on Instagram. So if you know me, but I feel like it's typical for a lot of us on social media, like we'll see a long clip. And I just feel like some social media platforms is not the place where I watch long clips. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm normally a short like form content kind of girl. But obviously this one was not content. I can't remember what mood I was in, but I don't think I was in the best of moods that day. So I can't remember what day it was. And one particular person, I won't say his name, but he reshared this testimony on his story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I knew that God wanted me to actually watch the video, because I know if it was anybody else that reshared that video, I probably wouldn't have clicked on a story. Mm. But because it was him, I was like, he would only share something of proper substance. Not in a rude way, but you know what I mean? Something where he's like, you have to actually go and watch it. Mm-hmm. And I want to get the guy's actual app out so that people can go back and get
his
it.
His name is Ebube.
Ebube, right? Yeah. I can't get his actual app at up at the moment, but I'll make sure I put it in the description box below. But essentially, he gave a testimony which was honestly so moving and so touching. And I just felt like I feel like I need to like pass on to the platform that we have, because anybody that's watching this, if you guys know, like we've spoken about the impact of like loss in our lives and stuff. And just like the fact that for me anyway, I definitely value, I know it's really weird to say, but I value life a lot more in the sense that I know that it's only by God's grace that I'm alive today. And that people who have passed away, people who have been in unfortunate situations, it's not that I'm better than them. That's the reason why I'm alive. But do you know what I mean? Like, that's just, it's just God's grace in my life today. Do you know what I mean? That's the reason why I'm alive to breathe. But basically, he gave a testimony and it was really, really touching. And basically, long story short, he was just going out and he got this urge to basically go to his family home because he got a call that basically like insinuated that something might be going on back at home. But on his way, basically, he had another event. So he was like, cool, let me just go to the barbershop. Let me get a trim because that's a normal move. We always go out. We go out to go and get a hair done, to go to get a trim. It's a normal everyday routine that you basically be doing. So he ended up going to the barbershop. And when he was in the barbershop, basically, like the barber, you know how it is with these barbershops anyway. The guy said, oh, I've got two more people in front of me. You're going to have to wait. He was like, oh, damn, I don't know what to do. He was basically like feeling really uncomfortable. He didn't want to sit down. So he was like, I just feel this really like this urge to just pray. So then he knew that where he was, there was like a church round the corner. So he was like, something just led to him. And, and basically, like, he remembered seeing like people come out of formal wear in that place. He was like, oh, let me just go there. Like, it'll be a place where like I can feel comfortable to pray. So he ended up going to this place. And I think, long story short, he might have entered into a place that basically like someone was doing something that he shouldn't have been seeing or something.
I didn't get that vibe. I got the vibe where maybe it was like a, not maybe like a celebration or something in a church.
It couldn't have been a church service that was happening at that time.
I'm saying like a, because remember he said that he saw a woman
come out
or walk in towards there. So I was thinking that something was happening in that church, like whether it was a church or something.
Those people that did what they did could not have been a people in the church members that were in the service.
No, but what I'm saying
she's
is
saying
that
like a celebration.
I feel like an event something, or... like in my head, I pictured exactly what would it, like I gave it a, I gave that story life and said, like I replayed it in my head. And I was saying that, like, to my knowledge, I would think that something is happening, like a celebration of life or like an event or something happening in that place. And the type of people that were there mistakenly identified him as someone else. Like, if you're looking at in terms of like gang culture, whether someone from another side or someone that they thought was someone else coming into an event, and like, because he said that the guys are saying, oh, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing here? You're not meant to be here. In my head, that's how I.
Fair enough. I didn't see it as maybe there was a celebration going on, but regardless, he went into a place where like someone had mistaken him as someone else and basically you shouldn't be there. For me, I thought maybe something could be going on inside the place that no one should be coming in to see, but you're right. It could be a service or whatever where, not service, but like, you know what I mean?
Some sort of event. An event,
yeah.
Yeah. And long story short, he had this urge that he just wanted to go to pray. He went into this building that he believed was a church. Could have been a church, we don't know. And long story short, the people that were there mistakenly took him as someone that should not be around that area, must have been like ops or whatever. And long story short, they ended up stabbing him so many times. I'm talking about stabbing him 11 times plus, like around his arms. And you could see, he showcased like the scars and stuff that he left him with and all these areas around across his body.
Yeah, he said both his arms.
Yeah.
His back.
And then like
his shoulder.
His shoulder, like, back here, because they were aiming for his neck. And then like basically his
knee.
Yeah. Oh, basically, he got stabbed in all these like basically near miss places where if it had been like 2 centimeters up or if it had been a certain area, like he wouldn't be around. And for me, the thing that I want people to like take away from, obviously it was so moving and I definitely implore everyone to go ahead and listen to that testimony. But for me, it was like the small things that he did that saved him. Number one, he said when he wanted to leave the house, he got this urge to take a big puffer jacket, which he said the weather was not giving puffer jacket season. Like, it was not that. But he said it was that puffer jacket. When he had the surgery, basically, he went to hospital, had to have surgery, etc. And the doctors basically said that puffer jacket even blocked a lot of the impact, even though he obviously felt it, but it blocked a lot of the impact. So it was even just that feeling that he had, which obviously was the Holy Spirit telling him, just take this jacket because you never know. Do you know what I mean? And also, like I said, you know, he was praying. He felt he was praying throughout. And again, when you watch the video, you understand a bit more. But like I said, it was a lot of near misses. Like Tammy said, he basically got stabbed here, but what they were aiming for was his neck. Around his knee area, basically, it was like just below the kneecap. So if they had just done it slightly above, he would have lost his legs. Mm. There were so many parts of it where it was just like, he should not be here.
Yeah.
And he's here. And I feel like, again, there's just a lot of, you know, things you can take away from it. But for me, obviously, I took about, you know, being obedient in your faith and having that personal connection with God to be able to allow you to navigate these situations where you feel the Holy Spirit telling you, you know, do this or do that, and actually being obedient enough to do it. Because, you know, sometimes you get that feeling, but you're just like, sometimes you're just like, I'm in a rush. I'm in a rush. That saved his life, essentially, that being obedient in that situation. And yeah, I just feel like we as a society, we as humans, and it's very natural, I feel like we definitely, and I'm talking as myself, we take being able to wake up and live for granted. And we just don't understand that literally, like, the smallest of tasks, like him deciding, I want to go to the barbershop to get a trim, and the barber telling him, sorry mate, you're gonna need to wait for two people to cut their hair, led to him having to go to somewhere else rather than sitting in the barbershop and waiting because it was busy, and led to him being in this situation. So it just, yeah, there was a lot of things that happened with it. And obviously, if you guys don't know, we're all Christians, so we very much like completely resonate with him talking about the Holy Spirit, etc. But even if you are listening and you're not of faith, or you're of a different faith, like, I just implore you to, like, just one, just really, really be, I don't know how to explain it, but just be very mindful and grateful and live a life where you know that, like, you're not taking it for granted to be able to be alive. And also, if you are of faith, like, to just remain in your faith, develop that sort of connection where you listen to what the Holy Spirit and, you know, whatever the Holy Spirit or your version of Holy Spirit is telling you to do. Because, yeah, like, it just, it was very, very moving, very, very touching. For me, when it comes to matters of life and death, I get very, very emotional. Like, it's very, very deep for me. Because, yeah, like, anybody, it can happen to anybody, regardless of any age, no one's above anything. Like, and I think as well, I think it was actually even on the Three Shots episode, I can't remember what it was, but I was watching another podcast and they were talking about the fact that, like, this mistaken identity thing is actually not a joke. Like, you hear about it and you're just like, oh, wow, that's crazy. But if you actually put yourself in that situation, imagine just walking into a place and someone actually fully believing you are someone else when you're not. And that is the reason why you're getting killed. Like, it's crazy. Do you know what I mean? And, like, those sort of situations, no matter how, you can do whatever you can do to try and get yourself out of it. But if someone has that mentality of, I'm going to hurt this person because I fully believe that they're this person when they're not, what can you do? Do you know what I mean?
Just to add on to what you said, I haven't watched the video. I will definitely now after, like, hearing what you just said. But you know how you were saying the Holy Spirit and, like, listening to the Holy Spirit? It's really interesting because today, obviously, like we mentioned, it's Sunday, and the person who was preaching was talking about how it's like the story of Elijah and like God was passing through, and like as God was passing through, like there was like a really big wind, and then there was like a really big fire and stuff, but God was not in the wind and God was not in the fire, even though those were very like big events and moments. But God was actually in the whisper, and he was just talking about the importance of listening. Like, and I think I definitely do this, and I'm sure that other people can probably relate. But, like, sometimes I pray, and never spend time just listening. I'll just pray, like, God, this, amen, and then I'll be on my way.
Yeah.
But never actually, like, listening to, like, what does God actually think about what I've just asked him? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So spending time to just be still and be quiet to just even hear his voice. And then another thing I was going to say is, like we mentioned, we're all Christians. And if you're listening to this episode and, like, maybe you've been thinking about the Christian faith, but you're not really sure, take this as, like, a moment or, like, a sign from God to maybe explore the Christian faith. Because we definitely, obviously, we want to come to this point and we want to laugh and we want to joke and we want to make sure you guys have a good time. But also, we are so serious about our faith. And it's, like, the one thing that really, like, connects all of us and connects us with other Christians. And it's something really important. And, yeah, I wouldn't want to, like, end the episode without actually saying that, because I think it's really important. But rather,
it's a lot. And, like, honestly, like I said, for me, like I said, that was the thing that I took away from it. But also, it's just painful. Like, imagine, like, you could have lost your friend, lost your partner, lost whoever. Like, he's a friend, he's a brother, he's whoever to so many different people.
Yeah.
And it's like, he could have lost his life from a mistaken identity sort of situation. Yeah. And we hear that. It happens. You know what I mean? Like, it happens all the time. So like, yeah, you just have to live, your life. I don't know how to explain it, but in a way where it's just like, you just don't know. Like, as in, like, you just don't know what could happen.
Praying for protection.
Yeah.
I don't do it enough.
Like, yeah, definitely.
I
really
don't. Leave my house. Like, before I came here, I
just
prayed
that
God
would... Just pop in your car and you go.
Nah, yeah.
You forget...
Before I came here, I didn't pray that God would let me arrive here.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to say.
The other day when I was driving, I was like, God, I haven't told God to cover this car with the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I did it as I was driving.
Yeah,
I was
like, that as well.
God, just cover this journey with the... Like, or like, if I see a car beside me moving mad, I'm like, it gives me that shock. Like, hey, like, I've definitely forgotten to...
You forget about all the small things that could cause an accident.
And I think we also take for granted leaving your house coming back.
That's what I'm talking about. He left his house and he ended up in hospital. Basically, just about. He could have died.
Like, leaving and coming home, like, that in itself
is
a testimony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Going out, coming back in.
Yeah.
Because some people, I'm just going to Tesco.
Bro, you don't know.
We make so many decisions just
thinking that
we keep ourselves alive. Like, that's not the case.
Exactly. I was going to say sorry as well. Like, even, like, obviously, when we travel, like, when we go on holidays and stuff, I know, obviously, not trying to scare people because, you know, again, you can't fully live your life in fear, but you have to be, like you said, pray for protection. And it's like I said, so many situations you'd be hearing of people passing away in accidents, people passing away in car, like airplane crashes, like any situation, right? But it's like, you do realize when these people set out, they 100% intended to get to where they wanted to go. Yes. Like, it wasn't like they were like, oh, they got us. They had, when they were sitting on the plane, that they got this feeling that it was going to go wrong and they had the option to step out the plane.
Yeah.
They 100% believed that this plane was going to land off, was going to go on this journey and was going to land in this place. Because most times or not, they've probably done it 1,000 times before.
Mm.
And especially when you're into a nature of habit, like even me, just going into work, for me, there was a point where I was flying to the to work for work every single week. It's just a 45-minute flight. But do we not hear of plane crashes where they've taken off and in the next 5 minutes they've already crashed? This is the smallest things where I'm just
this one tweet, and I don't know if you guys have those moments where like there's things that you read, right? Just in passing or like you see or you hear and you really hold on to it because you're like, wow, that's actually so true.
Yeah.
I saw this tweet one time and it's like, none of us know whether we have lived 80% of our life or 20% of our life. Like, we're young, we're 27, we're thinking that, God willing, we'll live to like 89, see our kids. We'll be talking about when I'm married, when I have kids, when I have my husband, blah, blah, blah. God forbid, like, obviously I pray that we all live to see our children and our grandchildren and even great-grandchildren, but you have no clue if you've already lived 99% of your life. You actually have no idea.
No idea.
Which is why, like, back to the point about like just actually exploring like faith.
Yeah.
Like, just be short. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, to even go back to that. Sorry, guys, to even go into it. But it actually reminds me of my situation because I can never forget this. We were recording the podcast. And I always look at that video, by the way. We were recording the podcast in Tammy's house and we were breaking for Christmas.
Yeah.
It was literally the week before my cousin passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, guys, we're going on a break 2 weeks or whatever. And we'll see you guys in the new year. We didn't come back in that new year because of what happened. And it's like, I was speaking with so much confidence.
Certainty,
when I said, we're breaking for 2 weeks and we're coming back in 2 weeks, I did not know that a couple of days later, my whole life was going to change in a negative way to like for me. And that really shakes me because even now, when I even say like, for example, when I say certain things, I'm saying it, but I'm like, I'm praying.
Yeah,
I'm declaring
at the same time,
it. It's not just me saying it with confidence. I'm now declaring it. Like, I will see you in 2 weeks. Like, I pray I see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a joke. Do you know what I mean? And for me anyway, for the podcast, because obviously the podcast, I mean, like, it's on YouTube. It's like, I see myself. I'm not joking. I go back and watch. I'm like, wow. I was so confident and I didn't declare it. Obviously, I'm not saying that if I declare it now, it would change everything. Yeah, yeah. But do you know what I mean? Like, you just never... ever
like
know.
You said, we're creatures of habit. And some of this stuff we forget. And even us who are Christians and we know that we should be even something like praying over my food. I can't tell you if I do that every time. I don't.
Yeah.
Like just small things, you know.
There might be something that might shock you, like, Like, for example, like you, Tammy, mentioned when you were driving, it was only when you suddenly saw a car coming down. Sometimes, even with me, when the food, when you know, sometimes you eat, this food is upset. Next time you see, you be like, Godo, make sure this rice is there.
Yeah, literally, like, please, let it be nourishing to my body.
What the heck?
But yeah, honestly. So it's, some of this stuff, like, and obviously as Christians, like, we know that this earth is, like, less real than the spiritual realm. Do you know what I mean? But, like, I saw one crazy video on TikTok of one lady going around Asda or like a shopping center.
Doing the witch.
Doing witch on the oranges, witch spells on the air.
Hey!
We must pray you.
No, facts. Facts.
Nah, cancel all of that.
Nah, honestly, facts.
Anyway, Sha.
That was crazy. Nah, boy. That is crazy.
When I tell you, hey, your bus driver can be a witch. Anyway, Sha, but I don't even mean to make it funny.
But it's crazy. True.
That, like I said, you find humor and stuff. But
but it's not a joke at all. It's not
a joke. Yeah, you have to cherish it.
I thank God for keeping his life and allowing him to be able to tell this testimony.
It will bless so many people.
His work, it's clear his work on this earth is not done. He has a lot to tell. Honestly, guys, just wanted that time to be able to just like share that message with you guys. But also, guys, even this week, I want you guys to like take some time this week and just live this week take this week as a different mind frame. Do you know what I mean? Just appreciate your friends more. Bless your friends. Cover them with protection. Cover your family. Cover everything you do. Like, you just cannot take anything for granted. And just be grateful that you are alive, because there's so many people who wish to see their birthday that was coming up next week. They wish to be able to spend time with their family and their friends, and they're just not able to do that. So if that's the message that I want to leave you guys all with this week. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you guys follow us on our socials and everything. Reach out to us. Leave a comment as well if you were blessed by this, and if you have any other testimonies and experiences that you want to share with everyone, positivity only, please.
We
don't want any negativity in the comments at please guys, spread the word, let people know about the podcast, let people know about what we spoke about in terms of the faith
and the live show.
And also make sure you guys come down to the live show. We really hope to see as many of you guys there as possible, and we hope you guys enjoyed it, and as always, we'll see you guys in our next episode. Bye.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.